In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello friends, and welcome back to another episode of Common Prayer. Happy Friday to you all. We have reached the end of another week, and so glad to be together for our time of examine. As you all know, every Friday we step into the practice of the prayer of examine, which is essentially a way of slowing down, a way that the church has used for centuries, of slowing down and reflecting back on the presence of God through a duration of time, whatever duration of time it is. We usually set it for the past week or so. It was a practice that began by a guy named St. Ignatius, and he used this as a way to help missionaries slow their minds down in the chaos of all that they were doing and see the presence of God through a few simple steps. You know, I was thinking about how we started this week in Psalm 139, and you know, at the end of that, there was this beautiful line in which the psalmist says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And in a lot of ways, I can't help but think of the prayer of examine as a way for us to search ourselves within the presence of God, search ourselves alongside the Holy Spirit, and allow all of that, the good, the bad, the ugly, to surface so that we can engage and commune with the Holy Spirit and see the way that God has been moving in our lives so that then we can continue to build off of that presence of God. So with that, let's begin. Let's just start with slowing our minds down. I don't know what it is you've brought into this time. Maybe it's a little bit of chaos, a little bit of confusion, a little bit of anxiousness and anxiety or depression or whatever it is. But I just invite you to bring that to this moment, and I want you to take a few deep breaths and remind yourself that you are in the very presence of God here and now. As you slow down, just become aware of God's presence. I want to invite you to look back on the events of the past week. But I want you to do so in the company of the Holy Spirit. God's presence is with you, and the Holy Spirit will help you to review the past week. Maybe it's a bit confusing. Maybe it's a jumble, a blur. It's all a bit muddled. I want you to ask God to bring clarity and understanding to your time today. And as you think back over the past week, I want us to begin reviewing the week with gratitude. You know, in some ways, gratitude is the very foundation of our relationship with God. You know, everything that God has given us, everything we have is a gift. And so often we walk through our days a little bit unaware of the presence of God, its notes of joy and delight. So I want you to think back over the past week. What are you grateful for? Who are the people that you interacted with that brought a smile to your face? What did you receive from them? Try to pay attention to the small things. The good meal you had, the beautiful sunset, smell of fall. Maybe it was a conversation with a friend or a family or a loved one. God is in those details. And allow your heart to just be filled with gratitude. Now I want you to continue to think over the past week. Continue to think of the events that took place. usually one or two days, one or two moments are going to rise to the surface. And as you do, I want you to pay attention to your emotions that were in those moments. You know, one of St. Ignatius' great insights was that we can detect the presence of the Spirit of God in the movement of our emotions. Many times God is there, not always, but many times He's there. So as you hold those few moments in your mind that come to the surface, what emotions were you experiencing? Boredom, resentment, joy, compassion, anger, confidence, insecurity. Try to identify the emotion that you felt most strongly this week and just hold that before God. As you hold that emotion, I want you just to ask what it is that God may be doing in that. Is there a frustration that needs to be dealt with? Is there forgiveness that needs to be given? Do you need to seek reconciliation? Are you concerned about a friend? Try to think deeply at what God may be communicating through that. Now, as you hold that one feature, that one moment from this past week, ask the Holy Spirit to direct you to something in that moment that God was particularly trying to get your attention with. Now, this may be a positive or a negative experience. It could be one of great joy or great hurt. But try to bring that vividly before your mind. Maybe something significant or even something insignificant. But whatever that thing is, that moment, that memory, whatever it is, I want you just to look at it and I want you to pray about it. And allow those prayers to just rise up spontaneously from your heart. It may be a prayer of intercession where you're praying on behalf of someone else. Maybe a prayer of praise or repentance or again gratitude. But take the next few moments and allow that prayer to rise up in your heart as you hold that moment before God, and then pray that prayer. Now I want you to look toward tomorrow. I want you to resolve in prayer with God to make whatever change or step that He's calling you to. Ask God to give you the direction for tomorrow's challenges. And as you're praying this, pay attention again to your emotions. Are you doubtful, cheerful, apprehensive, filled with anticipation? And as those emotions come, just turn them into prayers, giving them over to God. Seek God's guidance in what tomorrow holds. Ask Him for help and understanding, or pray for hope. St. Ignatius would often talk about the way we pray as if we're talking to a friend. So I invite you now to close our time of examine for this week in just a conversation with your friend Jesus. Ask forgiveness for your sins. Ask for his protection and help. Ask for wisdom about the questions you have or the problems you're facing. Do all of it in the spirit of gratitude, because again, your life is a gift and it's adorned with gifts and things that God has given you. So spend just a moment having that conversation with God. Let me end with a few verses from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4 through 9. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.